Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of terrific, the Detroit Lions yesterday, 40-14 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, and, you know, we sit and I'm guilty like a lot of people. We sit and rip when they do stupid things and when they lose games they shouldn't, when they get blown out. And, you know, we criticize Dan Campbell at times. They are playing some really good football right now. They've won four out of their last five. Yesterday was the most dominant performance from start to finish that I can remember for a real long time. Goff was really good. 31 of 41, 340 yards, two touchdowns. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 11 catches on 12 targets for 114 yards and two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Swift, healthy. 18 touches, you know, with a few passes in there.
14 carries, four catches.
111 combined yards. The Lions were 8 of 12 on third downs, while Jacksonville was just 3 and 12. The Lions did not punt.
Yep.
The Lions had one penalty. One penalty. Entire game.
Wait, how do you spell
penalty. My mistake. They had one penalty. I was trying to emphasize it. They had one penalty. Okay? The Money Badger, Michael Badgley.
Yes.
4 for 4 on field goals.
Perfecto.
Can I say something nitpicky about him?
Yes.
Okay, sure. I know he kicked well yesterday, but we still need a kicker. All of his kicks move. And that's kind of like my judgment on a kick. Like they either hook or they fade. There's always movement to them. A real good kicker always just the ball is always just going end over.
Ah, you're worse than me because Harrison Butker's a good kicker and he had stuff.
You know, I don't think he's a good kicker. I don't think Harrison Butker
movement on his ball.
He's not great, but he's pretty good.
You want the ball to go end over end?
Ouch!
Did you see that kick last night?
Which one?
In the Colts-Cowboys game?
No.
It got partially blocked and still went through. And it looked like the kick from, the Tennessee-Bama game?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. Just barely made it over.
Yeah, McManus almost won the game for Denver with the after Baltimore took
the
lead.
Did they get to the line?
It was close. Bob in Marine City, you're a 97, won the ticket.
Hey, guys, real quick point. It's just typical fashion for the Lions. I mean, they come out. They were one of the best teams that played yesterday. Still not getting too excited for the playoffs. But the two teams that we got the tiebreaker against that we have a chance at catching, of course they tie, and we have no chance of tying with them and taking that tiebreaker. It's just typical. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully they can keep on winning.
The tie actually helps them in a weird way.
I actually think the caller's right. Yeah. I had said that to you earlier, right, Stoney, but I started thinking about it. Okay, if you want to, do you want to get into this quick about the playoff pipe dream?
No. Actually,
why?
Because they're not going to make the playoffs.
I'll just say this much. At this point, it's starting to look like they have to win.
Yes.
That 9 wins isn't going to do it.
No.
That they need 2 of these 3 teams to finish worse than them now because of the tie. It's not going to be the Giants and Commanders. One of them's going to get in. It's probably going to be the Commanders based on the schedule. I just don't see how Seattle doesn't get the 9 wins and you lose a tiebreaker.
What you're saying is 9-8 isn't good enough.
That's right.
Yes, in the words of, would have said it. He said 9-7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if 10-7 would have been good enough. I think that's good enough here, by the way.
10, I think, yeah.
If they went out, that would be a great line now.
Yeah, the playoffs,
10-7 was good enough.
Playoffs started last Saturday. You got to win to get in.
Yeah.
If you lose one, you're done.
Correct.
So the playoffs started last Saturday.
All right.
Sunday. Sorry. I threw you off with Saturday.
Yes, you did.
Yes. It was my penalty.
How about the Lions' lack of penalties?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know. That's how it came up.
One penalty. They scored on every drive except the last one when they did the kneel down.
Yeah. It was very effective. I don't know if it's happened – in between these two data points, but in 2017, Monday Night Football, in Green Bay, they did also not punt in that game. So it was, I mean, it's not often that you see the Lions have a game like that. And it was offensively, it was as balanced as you're going to be. And I think it's an NFL balance, right? To be successful and win on a consistent basis, you're going to have to throw the ball more than you run it. It's a passing league.
So,
and they did that, but they also effectively ran the ball when they needed to.
So that 2017 win in Lambeau, that was also the same year that 9-7 wasn't good enough.
You are correct.
That's right.
You are correct.
And look, the
9-8.
The defense played terrific too. I mean, I gave all the numbers, you know, all the offensive players, but man, I'll tell you who deserves some credit, and it's somebody who I've maligned and other people have maligned, and he just seems to be getting better. Anzalone.
He's played well.
I mean, not just recovering the fumble, but he was reading plays. There was that one play, I think it was to ATN, and he just knew where it was going, and he stopped that. I don't know if I have the right person for Jacksonville on that play, but he was all over the field. He's not the fastest guy, but, God, he seems to anticipate really well lately.
Well, he's making the plays that are there. He's in position. He's actually making the plays. Hasn't missed some of those open field tackles. Hasn't been, he hasn't been forced to cover a lot of running backs out of the backfield in pass coverage. They've used different guys for that. So they're probably using him in a much better way in terms of his skill set, but that's because other guys are stepping up and playing well. Derek Barnes is playing a lot better than he did in his first, 20 games as an NFL player.
What's the thing that happened? Why are these guys playing better?
I mean, the one what that happened? You look at is Aubrey Pleasant.
Right. It's amazing.
I know.
It's just like last year with Anthony Lynn.
Yes. So the concern is that this team needs a swift kick in the tail for them to play good. It was Anthony Lynn getting fired. Oh, wake up or else we're next. And that's, Aubrey Pleasant, wake up or we're next. And you don't want that to have to be the impetus for playing well.
Okay, so a very good sign from Dan Campbell. He had in season,
willing to make a change.
Made a huge change. So with Anthony Lynn, they had zero wins. They ended up getting, after he was removed as play caller.
They had one win. Washington.
Not with Anthony Lynn.
I had Aubrey Pleasant in my mind.
Once they made that call and Campbell started calling the plays, they had three wins and a tie. Yeah. This year they had one win with Aubrey Pleasant, and a large part you could base that off a one really good half against Washington. And then since then,
it's been 4-5.
Yeah. That's a very good sign for a coach that's willing to see what a problem is, or is it what you said, which would be a little bit of concern, but at the same time, they are a young and inexperienced team.
Well, it's a trait of a good leader that he's willing to make a decision, even if – and we heard about it at the time. Like, AG was not happy about that decision. You could tell by his comments. So, Dan Campbell made an unpopular in-house decision, at least with his coaching staff, that has turned out to be a huge benefit to this team.
Right. 248-539-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.